Transport.
Yes, sir. Ain't y'all the one that hauls them nice used cars?
Yes, we are.
Well, I wants to thank y'all for something.
What's that?
Well, last Wednesday, one of your trucks came through here and stopped out here at a truck stop south of town.
Yes, sir. What town are you talking about?
I can't tell you that yet.
Sir?
I'd rather not say right now where it is.
Well, sir, what's your problem? What do you need here?
I ain't got no problem. Y'all the ones with the problem.
What are you talking about?
Your driver was out there selling them cars right off the back of your truck.
Sir?
Yes, sir, sure was. I bought me a nice Cadillac off your truck, and I was wondering if you could help me with something.
Sir, when and where did this happen, and do you know the driver's name?
It happened last week. I told you I can't tell you where it was right now, and I don't think your driver gave me his right name. Anyway, he had this real nice Cadillac, wasn't but 2 years old, low mileage and everything. It was pretty. He sold it to me for $1,500 cash and told me he'd mail me the title the next day. I ain't got the title yet, and I was wondering if y'all could just go on and send it to me.
Sir, none of our drivers are authorized to sell any of the vehicles they haul. I need to know the name of the driver right now.
Well, he told me his name was Billy King. Said he was having some problems and need to sell all them cars off the truck in a hurry. Said him and his wife was going to go live in Mexico and he couldn't take all them cars down there with him. He sold two more while I was out there. One of them was a new-looking Ford pickup and the other was one of them nice Dodge Caravan, little minivan thing. I think they call them something like that. He sold them for $800 apiece, and if I'd had the money, I'd have bought them too.
Sir, where are you calling from? It's very important that we know the name of the driver and where this happened. Now, he did not have the authority to sell the vehicles, and he's going to be in some serious trouble. And you're going to be, too, if you don't tell me who you are and where you are.
Well, look at him. Is he going to send me the title to the car? And he said it had a 200,000-mile or 20-year warranty for anything that'd go wrong with it. You're going to be the one in trouble if you don't do what he said you'd do. And I ain't going to be in no trouble if you don't know who I is. I ain't giving the car back. He took my money, and my wife's already driving the car. I just need the title and the warranty papers to it.
Mister, I'm going to have this call traced, and we're going to find out who you are and where you're at. We're going to have to get the police involved in this.
Sure enough, well, you ain't going to find nothing but an empty phone booth if you trace this in call. You better get that title to me, and I mean business. You hear me?